Morning. We wanted to visit a little bit about the, well, a lot of folks know as the Armory here in Atlantic. It's, I think, now called the American Legion Memorial Building. Is that correct?
I guess that's what they've always called it. Okay. But I'm going to call it the Armory.
Well, we always, it's one word is easier, I guess, for a lot of folks. That's Steve Livengood, the voice you just heard. He's in this morning. The folks with Arise, the Atlantic Rock Island Society enterprise that own the facility, have, you know, over time been identifying lots of issues and things and dealing with those and had a lot of good success, I think, so far.
Yes, we have. It's a big place, though. There's lots of opportunities for success and failure.
Yeah. And issues to
and
come
issues.
Up.
There we go.
And you've had another issue come up here recently, and it's kind of a big one. If you don't have a solid roof to protect everything underneath it, you really don't have anything at all, and that's the issue.
That's the issue. We didn't start at the top. We started at the pretty stuff where everybody sees, and now we're up the top. It's a really big roof, and it's leaking. Yeah.
What are the challenges with having a facility like that, the type of facility that it is, the shape and structure of the facility, having to deal with this?
That's a major thing. You know, people say, well, you're going to put a new roof on. What is that, like three bundles of shingles and a coil nailer? No. This roof is huge. It is a flat roof. It's a sloped roof. It's a barrel roof. It has everything except shingles. It's a very unique roof, part due to the structure of the building and part because of the age, I think. They don't do them like that anymore. So very, very unique challenges we have.
Yeah, I think when most folks think of a roof, they probably think of something like their home where they have the pitched roof with the shingles and that type of stuff, perhaps the metal roofs, those types of things that folks use today, or perhaps like maybe what we have here at our location is a flat roof.
Right, with a slope on it, but
yes,
a flat roof
with,
nonetheless.
With a slope,
yes.
Correct. But yep. You look at, if you truly look at it, driving by you may not notice, but if you actually take a look at that, it's kind of that barrel-shaped, rounded look. And then you've got some flat areas there too, places where water can sit.
Right, the round shape, of course, is over the drill floor, the gymnasium, whatever you want to call it, due to this, the structure of the, and the shape of the trusses that hold that part of the roof up. It's round. It doesn't have conventional gutters on it. The gutters are actually at the bottoms of the round part, still inside the building. The flat parts, it is. The flat parts up on the front side, you just don't have a tendency to look at that because once you do look up at the roof, you see the round part. And it's got some flat parts on it. Even the flat part's not flat. It's got a high spot in the middle of it. It's a very unique roof.
Yeah. What are some of the issues? Have you noticed leakage? Is that what kind of tipped you off?
It is. Back in the day, the roof was a hot asphalt roof. You just put another layer of tar over it. It was actually leaking back when it was an armory back in 2000, 20 years ago. But it's very expensive to put a hot tar on top of, and that's kind of an old technology. Nobody does that anymore anyhow. And so we put foam over the top of it, kind of a little bit of insulation, and it's supposed to seal and everything else. I wouldn't have voted for that. But that is kind of makes it rather difficult because you can't really put anything over the top of the foam. So now we have to take the foam off, get down to where the asphalt was leaking or the tar was leaking, fix that, and then put a rubber roof over the top of it. Very challenging, not to mention the size.
Sounds like a little work. I know you've got a local company that's helping you out with this.
Yes, we do. It was very difficult to find somebody to do it. You know, there's a lot of roofers in town, and I think most all of them understand. The other folks at the coffee shop might not. But those local roofers, like, yeah, we don't do that kind of work. You know, we don't do rubber. We do three-tab shingles, you know, with a coil nailer. It's like, well, thank you very much, but that's not what we have. And so it's difficult to find somebody that will actually do that kind of thing. And then once you find them, you have to really kind of convince them, you need to do this, even though you really don't want to.
Yeah, and of course, now they're in business to make money like the rest of us, too. We want to stay for profit.
Yes, we do.
But they're sympathetic to the cause?
They are sympathetic to the cause. I talked with them. They might not remember this, but I talked to them probably 8-10 years ago in the parking lot. They weren't interested in it at the time. It's a challenging roof. Now we don't have any option. We have to get it done. And so they've just kind of been encouraged really, really well, you know, please, please, please help us out because we can't find anybody to do this. We looked at putting a straight peaked roof over the top of it, major structure and everything else, destroy the looks of it, not to mention terribly expensive. We looked at bending sheet metal over it. We looked at all kinds of things. And I think what we're planning is probably the best step to do it.
Yeah. There just aren't a lot of options when
there really are not
a lot of reasonable options with regard to cost.
Big blue tarp from Harbor Freight's about the best we get, and that's only got about a 1 month lifespan on it.
Not so much, and the cost is the cost.
The cost is huge, the cost is a lot of it's the teardown. What do we got to do to make it so we can put a roof on it? How much roof do we need, because it's such a huge roof? And of course it's three stories tall, so that doesn't make anything any easier either. So pretty expensive cost. I know that I told Rob to ask him to come out and take a look at it and see. He came back and says, okay, he says, I've got a number. What is it? And I said, I don't know, between $50,000 and $500,000. I mean, I couldn't even get it within, $500,000. And he said, well, it's closer to $50,000. Well, sure, but $300,000 would be too. it's pretty expensive. When you have a railroad depot and when you have a three-story, almost 100-year-old building, it's cost. It's just one of those things. You can't do anything cheap.
Yeah, and we received a letter, like many others around the area have, that have been supporters of the facility over time. It quoted about $65,000.
About $65,000. A lot of that depends, that can go up depending on what happens once we pull that foam off. Can we put down rubber on the roof, or is there even a roof there? Is the foam the only thing holding it up? So, it could be more, but that's where we're going to start at.
That's a good chunk. You don't have that sitting around in the treasury, right?
No, we looked. I've looked through all the desk drawers. I looked underneath that one rug there at the front hallway. Couldn't find any anywhere, no.
So, that's what the letter was for, is to find out who your friends are when you need them to step forward.
Yeah, I not friends also, but it's also the folks that, like, it's a nice building. There's a lot of folks that have, they've come to rely on that for the museum, for the library, for the veterans meeting room, for the monthly programs we do there. And a lot of folks are relying on that. And, we have some nice stuff down there, but it's really not going to work well if you have to bring your umbrella in to see it.
Well, this is nearly a 100-year-old building.
Yes, it is. 1929.
And it has a tremendous amount of actual local history in it, too.
Big time. It's huge. I have always thought of it as the armory. It's a National Guard thing because that's what I was up here for. But, of course, as we do the history on it, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened before it even became a National Guard armory. It was originally built for that purpose. Well, rephrase. It was originally built to accommodate that purpose, but lots of other things happened there before then.
Ball games,
dances.
Area.
Yeah, the building is older than the high school. The building is older than the old YMCA we had. Everything that used to happen is older than the community center. Everything that used to happen in those places, it happened there because those places didn't exist.
Yeah, you bet. I was noticing some of the notes there that Lawrence Welk and his orchestra played there.
That statement, albeit very true to probably 80% of the folks in the world nowadays, that really doesn't mean anything because they don't remember a 1 and a 2. And they want to know whether Fog Hat played there or whoever's now, But, it's old stuff.
Well, I'm sure they heard of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Because they're still around. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they've heard of those. Those guys played there. I look up on that drill floor and I'm like, you can't even play basketball up here, but I suppose if you're the Globetrotters, you could, or anybody else for that matter, because that was the only basketball court around, too.
Yeah, so there are a lot of memories that folks have made over a long period of time. Generations of family members have memories that have been created at that facility. So that's why, why don't you just tear it down? It's old. Just build something new. Well, that's not always the best solution.
No, we could do that. You think $65,000 for a roof is expensive? Well, let's tear that one down and build the equivalent of it. I mean, we build restrooms for $80,000, and that's a bathroom. Well, it's a restroom; it doesn't have a bathtub in it. So, new construction is very expensive, and to build something that size, couldn't do it for less than 7 digits.
You bet, absolutely. So, the fundraising effort is on. How can folks help?
The fundraising effort is on. We have folks working on it now. We have, and this is kind of key. This isn't an individual thing. We've got groups doing it. We have the American Legion. It's got their name on the front of it. So they're doing it. We have 4-H clubs doing it. We have a lot of community groups doing it. So you don't have to just do it yourself. the other hand, if you want to do it yourself, you can do that also. A couple ways you could do it. Seek out one of those guys or just answer the door when they knock on the door. Or you can just send us money if you want to do that. Of course, we have the dog tags in effect. So if you have a dog tag, we can credit that toward it. If you do at least $50, we'll do the dog tag thing too. Send us a check. Contact somebody, give me a call, I'll come pick it up. I don't know if gas and everything else, probably wouldn't drive there for more than like $20 or something. But anyhow, our address is P.O. Box 1. I don't really know how we got the first mailbox in town, but we did. So we got P.O. Box 1 is our address, Atlantic 522 zip code here. You want to mail it to Arise, make the check out to Arise. We are a nonprofit, 501c3, tax-exempt kind of thing. What does all that mean? That means you give us a whole bunch of money, we'll send you a letter, and you can take that money off of your income tax. That's kind of valuable. You got an extra month to do that this year anyhow. So yeah, we'll you know, contribute to those groups that are running around getting it. Send us money, give me a phone call, 712-243-5445. You're going to have to leave a message on the machine because I haven't got time to write all that stuff down. Then I'll remember what your address was. I can come and get it. But yeah, we need money.
Work to start soon?
Work to start soon. Contractor's now working. Well, I don't think he is because it's raining, but he's now putting a new roof on the for the school system. So once he gets that done, we're the next ones on the list. Yeah, the tough part about putting roofs on, you can't really do it when it's raining, and it doesn't need to when it's not raining. So yeah, he's got to wait till it's raining before
so
he can.
Fundraising going on now. Do you have a deadline then?
We don't really have a deadline. What we do have, we have a contract to get this done. So we're going to get it done, and then we're going to pay for it afterwards. We have an agreement with the bank, local bank here in town, Rolling Hills, and they said, you know, let us know how much money you're going to need, and we will loan you that much money. So we don't know how much money we need. If we get $65,000, we don't need any money. But if we don't, then we're going to have to borrow money. So we're going to pay for it one way or the other, either from the contributions we get or from the loan that we have. And, of course, once the roof is done, we're still going to pay for it. So that will be the, you know, paying off the loan kind of thing. Yeah, the fundraiser is not done until the $65,000 is paid.
Or so.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. I really don't want to think about that. But yeah, you know what's going to happen.
There's always a contingency in every project. Yeah. We all know that too. So if folks want to make those donations and they're not sure how much to donate, anything they want to donate is welcome.
And anything, I mean, literally, if you send us a buck, that's a dollar more than we need, you know, $64,999 and, you know, more and we're done. Yeah. Anything you want to send. The 501c, you know, the tax deduction thing, $500 on that one. You can deduct anything you want to, but for $500, you know, we have to give you a letter, and you'll use that for your supporting documentation. But yeah, anything is helpful.
All right, very good. That address again, if you'd like to do that, pretty easy to remember. It's Post Office Box 1 here in Atlantic, 50022. And just make the check out to Arise, A-R-I-S-E, easy enough.
Easy enough, yep. Yep, that's the way to do it, and we really appreciate it. We really do. We need it.
Yeah, well, you know, another one of those projects. This has been, we knew this was going to be a long-term thing when the building was first acquired. You knew it was not going to be something that was a one-time project.
No, I looked at my calendar, and it said on the 14th of March we were going to be done with it. Wouldn't have to mess with it. Yeah, but I think my calendar's wrong.
Not sure what year you were looking
at. Yeah, well, that could be it, too.
Very good. Well, good luck with the project, and if folks can help with that fundraiser, every dollar is appreciated.
It really does. Thanks, Jim, and thanks everybody else in advance.
You bet. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.